Blog Talk Radio.
Pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Won't you excuse me for a moment while I slip into something a little bit more comfortable?
And hello, hello. This is the place. All right, it's Kat's Funkaholic Radio Detroit. And I'm Kat, coming at you from Detroit and points in and around the area. Going to have some fun this evening with some of the newest indie, independent, that is, funk and R&B, doing it right here on blogtalkradio.com on your online virtual radio dial. That's right. And how about we call it the new underground radio? That's what I like to call it, because there's some new stuff you don't hear every day when you turn on your regular radio, maybe in your car or on your stereo. You just might hear something a little bit different here, and that's what it's all about. So kick back with me, take a listen in this next hour, and you may be pleasantly surprised. I also have a cool call-in artist scheduled this evening around 6 o'clock-ish, and I'll be playing some of his music, talking with Kwame Benia out of New York. And now, if you like James Brown, if you like Otis Redding, and I even hear a little bit of Seal in some of his music, if you're familiar with Seal's music, you're going to like Kwame, okay? So that's right. And I'm here, you know what, I'm here every Tuesday, most every Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, right up till 6:30. So please do, while you're listening, help me get the word out and maybe do the Facebook share or Twitter share or whatever you do. Share it with your friends. So I always like that. Always appreciate it. So the show is brought to you by my website. Yeah, that's right. I got my music out there, too. It's called catorlando.com, cat with a K, where you could find my CD, Poster Child, and you could check out my music there. And hopefully, if you like it, go to that site, go to the PayPal secure site and buy a copy, and that'd always be really cool. And also available in MP3 form on iTunes and CD Baby, a lot of those digital music sites. And oh, by the way, my Blog Talk buddy on the dial here, Catherine Waddell, of her show is called This Needs to Be Said, going to be playing some of my music on her show too. So and I always like to put a little shout out there to different fellow host, Blog Talk hosts out there. Catherine Waddell, check out her show. And also there's other local shows out there that are putting out independent funk music, like my friend Mark Anthony Crump on WHFR.com and WHFR Radio. So check them all out. Look them up online and go listen to the music, all right? And a lot of cool things going on online radio. Love it. So back to the what's happening with me in music now. Cat's Funkaholic, all right, which is also my schedule's on the site. Please do come see the show of the whole band. We'll be hitting the stage August 7th at the Stray Cat Lounge in Clinton Township, and for upcoming show dates. Once again, catorlando.com. Now, hidden agenda, we got a whole lot of private parties and weddings, but you could always go to the website hiddenagendaband.com for more upcoming show info. So between the bands and the duo, it's been a pretty busy summer for us, and stay tuned for the next public shows. I will keep you informed, all right? So, what are we all here for? We're here to hear some cool music, so I got some of that for you. Check this out. Here's something called Thousand Times by the Muso Project.
come in and sing some blues?
No thanks, Todd. There's something about those songs. They depress me.
Too. He's out of New York, and so is United Funk Order. That song by UFO was called Crack Pipe, and previous to that, starting that three-song set out, was the Muso Project, something called Thousand Times. And hey, attention, attention, artists listening out there, if you want to get your music played, please do. You can email me your songs in MP3 form, studio quality, please, and also please funk, R&B, and jazz. That's the emphasis. Sometimes I throw in a few pop things and maybe a few bluesy, you know, sometimes it overlaps a little bit. The genres overlap. Good song, bottom line, good song. But, yeah, the emphasis here is funk, R&B, and jazz. Por favor, okay? So please do send it to my email, catorlando@hotmail.com. That's cat with a K, catorlando@hotmail.com. That's right. Any new independent funk, R&B, and jazz, please do email me. When I say independent, of course, I'm talking about unsigned artists, okay? And maybe got your own label, or you're with a small label, and that's kind of the way I try to differentiate it. If you would do that, I think that'd be a really cool thing. So, and get your stuff heard, and I'll play it for sure. All right. Well, once again, you're listening to Cat's Funkaholic Radio in Detroit. So glad you could join. Okay, let's get back to it. Something here called "Freak" by Clean Shot. Under my feet, I feel the first dust like the mirror of the sun. The endless desert as I walk. Look inside, my heart is dry. Seems to me you left me here to die. I know I'm not of your concern. Don't even get my echo in return. What I am, what I got, what I'm feeling now. Dedicated beatings of my heart. What I am, what I got, what you see now. It's just another landscape in my heart.
under my feet. I feel the earth. I feel the heat. I feel the burning sun all over my skin.
This is your girl, Kawana Jackson, and you are rocking with Cat's Funkaholic Radio Show.
Feels like I'm dancing on my knees.
Oh, oh, yeah. On my knees, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh. You're always tripping when I call you on the phone, baby. You make up your mind.
baby, yeah, baby, yeah, baby, yeah. Girl, you know I've been thinking I'd be better off alone now. Keep my hands from shaking. No, you're never gonna break me down.
Dancing on My Knees by Detroit's own Infatuations. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have our guest artist on the line straight out of New York, okay? His name is Kwame Benet, and he's got a brand new EP out. It's called Kwame Benet Shakedown out of New York. Let's get Kwame on the line here. Hello, Kwame.
Hello, Kat. How are you? Hello, Detroit.
Glad to have you on. So thanks so much for taking some time and talking to me here.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been listening to your music and just played some earlier too, watching some of your videos and I've become a fan, you know. Just
nice. Job done.
Yeah, I'm totally into it. And
cool.
So yeah, I understand you're out of New York, but you were born in London and you have a rather interesting background. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I was born in West London. And I moved to Ghana, West Africa, to live with my grandparents, you know, at a very early age. So I was there till about my early teens, 13, and then I moved to the States, to South Jersey, Cherry Hill, then slowly kind of migrated up to New York for school, and then I've been here since.
Oh, great! And you're starting to do shows. Well, you've been doing shows in and around New York, and maybe upstate a little bit. Are you moving around New York?
We've been playing around in New York. Tri-state area, hitting Philly and so on, just starting to venture our way up into Boston and up to Vermont and all the way up there. So it's an exciting time for us. We're very excited to have our EP come out last month.
Oh yeah, and you're gathering up a really good fan base as well. I see on your website.
Oh yeah. Well, we've been fortunate just to get out there and play. We've been playing a lot of shows in the past year and a half, 2 years. So just kind of slowly been out there, and people seem to be enjoying it, and they've been coming on board and sharing all the love on our social media. So we're very fortunate, we're very appreciative of it, you know.
Oh yeah. Now, you know, some artists, you know, maybe they don't like to be compared to anybody, but you know, you tell me. I'm hearing on some, you know, it depends on the song, right? On one of the cuts,
right.
I was hearing James Brown. On another one, I was hearing Otis Redding, and I even heard a little bit of Seal. What would you say your influences are?
Yeah, I mean, all three of the people that you mentioned are my influence. Some of my influence, anyway. So I'm glad it's coming out in the music. but yeah, I mean, I'm a old soul and funk and rock and roll blues kind of guy. You know, I grew up. Pop music as well. I grew up listening to Michael Jackson and all of it. You know, as I got a little older, I started getting into, you know, the Muddy Waters and starting with Blues Tips and the Robert Johnson, and then, you know, starting the classic rock and the Clapton and the Zeppelin and of course Jimmy and you know, but Bob Marley in there and all the soul singers of yesteryear. I mean, those are my favorite acts, you know.
Yeah, you know, and it only makes sense that, you know, when any musician goes back and listens to the artist that, you know, got things all started, that some of that comes out in your music in one form or another. And
absolutely.
You know, then I talked to some other artists that they don't go back and they don't listen to some of the earlier artists, and to me, you know, that's there's no foundation there, and I tell people, you know, I'm a sax player, too, and I was like, man, you got to go back and listen to some of these, you know, older cats, even back to the 40s and earlier, and really good, get that good bass going on. But yeah, that's when music was really happening, 60s and 70s.
Absolutely.
And then you're keeping it going, you know, and artists like yourself, you're keeping it going. So I love it. You know?
Well, you know, I'm glad to do my part. And you nailed it right there. That to me is the foundation. You know, if I was to build anything, I would love, you know, to have those guys and you know, as the foundation of anything that came before, after them, really, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I also hear, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, you got a lot of soulful things going on, melody and
yeah.
even, you know, some social messages going on
yeah.
in your music. What would you say, how would you talk about, you know, like what motivates you to write?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for me, you know, music is much, you know, I love to dance and groove, you know, as the next
mm-hmm.
person, really, you know, for music, for me, I always thought, you know, it spoke to, you know, to educate and just enlighten people of kind of the world around us and, you know, and what's going on, really, you know. So, you know, just ever since I started writing a little poetry before I even, you know, started writing songs, it was always, you know, in some way or shape or form based in some kind of, you know, social activism, if you would say, or just kind of what's going on
okay.
as human beings, you know. So I
right,
think that comes
right.
out, you know, slowly through our lyrics now, really heavy, you know.
That's great. That's great. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, write love songs, and which is great
mm-hmm.
too. I mean, that never grows old, but it's good to look around you, what, you know, around what's going on, you know, around
mm-hmm.
you, and for an artist to put it into, you know, an emotional sort of
mm-hmm.
forum to reach people, you know, and
mm-hmm.
so. What I would like to do is I would like to play one of your tunes. I already
oh, cool.
played Hang On, but I want
right.
to play the one off of your, well, these are all off of your EP, Kwame Bene Shakedown, correct? Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, it's out. It was
yeah.
out July 17th on iTunes and everywhere,
yeah.
You know, music is sold.
Great. So this one's called Let Me, and this is your single right here. Let Me is your actual single.
Let Go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let Go. I'm sorry. I'm looking at.
No
boy,
worries.
I almost played the wrong
no, I mean,
cut
let
here.
Me.
Uh-oh.
It's all together. Let Me, Let Go. It's all in the lyrics somewhere. You know, you probably got it.
No, this is called Let Go, and this is your newest single right here. I'm gonna play it for
yeah.
you right now for everybody. Okay, hang on the line, and I'll be right back with you, Kwame.
All right.
All right, everybody. This is called Let Go by Kwame Bene. Shakedown.
Shakedown, you ready? Hey, Mad, you ready? Drums! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Kwame Bene Shakedown. Well, all right. Early morning, up went the sunrise. Man, what a blessing it is to see another day. Say, I'm so thankful. Yeah, I know life's a gift. Nothing is guaranteed, so live your life and let live.
Radio, and that was the Kwame Benea Shakedown. It's called Let Go, and I'm talking to Kwame right now, all the way from New York. All right, Kwame, that is definitely that's a cool tune right there. And that was like James Brown, and I'm hearing the Hendrix thing in there too, but that's you know. It's like very cool.
Nice.
Very cool. So that's also a killer band too. How did you meet your band members?
I'm very fortunate. You know, these guys are the Shakedown are, you know, some of the best musicians in and around the New York City area. So we kind of all met organically, you know, through a writing session. I met my guitar player and songwriting partner Justin, and then you know, my drummer and bass player are really close friends. They kind of met playing, you know, when high school, when I met one of them playing with other bands, and our bass player Art, and you know, so everybody's kind of intertwined. We're all, you know, through friends of family members, we kind of all got together, you know.
Oh, great. So you all came up together, it sounds like, too, you know, through the years. And
yeah. I'm just playing in different bands and, you know, doing all different, you know, as musicians all over, doing school and such. And, you know, we're just happy to have a platform a little bit now to make the kind of music we want to make, you know.
Oh, okay. What was your major, was that music, or were you in another field in school?
So I was a minor, music minor. I was a communication major. I loved behind the camera as well and all that stuff. You know, it was great. I really enjoyed it. But, you know, as I was getting closer to leaving, I knew at a very young age what I wanted to do. But as it got closer and closer, you know, reaffirmed how much more music was more of a passion. And, you know, I wanted to make that my life, you know.
It kind of picks you, doesn't it? It's like it chooses
does.
You.
It really does. You know, I talk to friends all the time, and they ask me, you know, you really have no choice. You know, it's something that won't let you sleep and won't let you eat, and, you know, it will haunt you till you accept it, you know.
He's like, oh, you think you're going to go and do this, do you? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cameraman, huh? Yeah, sure, buddy, you know.
That's funny. Same thing. I hear you. Well, also, you know, a couple things that I was curious about myself. Maybe listeners are. I would think the listeners are as well. You know, in your songwriting, say, I always like to ask this question, process. Do you start with lyric? Do you play on guitar, keys, or you just jam it out with your
friends? Well, you know, it varies. You know, I'm very fortunate. My songwriting partner, Justin Wilcox, and I, we're very... you know, very close in the proximity and in life, you know. We just kind of sit around and, you know, he'll have a lick or something or an idea or maybe even a full song that he has, you know, on the guitar. And, you know, he'll play a lick or, you know, I'll listen to the song. And, you know, it's usually pretty quick and it just comes as far as the idea, you know. You know, sometimes I'll have a melody or something and he'll just pick up on and run with it. So we kind of, you know, both together, you know, and the band, after we're done the acoustic version of writing it, you know, we take it to the band and my drummer, Medley Shabazz, and bass player Phil, you know, add that fantastic rhythm section just to kind of complete. And then the horns come on, Kengo Yamada and Brian Varnicki, you know, yeah.
Oh, cool. It's neat that you can, you know, have a nucleus like that everybody's very intuitive on where you're coming from, you know. And, you know, collaborations like that, too, not always easy to find. In fact, I'm looking to collaborate. You know, I've been writing on my own, and I play in bands, and I've been doing the cover music thing for years.
Right.
And sometimes it's really good to bounce ideas off of other people, and then after that, it's like, then it gets going, you know. So
absolutely.
Very
no,
cool.
I agree, and it's tough, like you said, but you know, it's a blessing when you find it, and you know, try not to screw it up and keep it going, you know.
as we do as
musicians, don't we? You know.
And it is a small community, though. Musicians, you know, it's like very very small community in any one given area, you know. So.
No, you're so right.
Also. So in your tour, though, I see you have a lot of dates going on. Any shows in particular that come to mind that you want to put out there, maybe? And of course,
yeah,
you know. We are global here, you know. So if you have listeners the whole world, put it out to the whole world. But any listeners in New York, you know, you never know. So go ahead.
Right. Hey, that's true. Well, you know, we have a we're very excited. We have a few shows coming up that we're super excited about. We're in South Jersey at a Hollystock Music Festival in Mount Laurel, Mount Holly, New Jersey. August 8th coming up. We're headlining one of the stages at 8 p.m. Rusted Root is headlining another stage. We're excited about that. We're heading up to Vermont to play Red Square. It's our first time in Vermont, Saturday, August 29th. So we're excited for that. And then we come back to New York, our home base, for two great shows, September 12th in Harlem at Silvana, and then our Arlene's Grocery in the Lower East Side on Saturday the 26th of September. So we got a few coming up, and we're locking them some in as they're coming right now, and we're just excited to get out and play. Hopefully we'll be in Detroit soon, jamming out with you, you know.
Well, I was going to say, if you have any dates coming up. Oh, so you said if, or you do have dates over there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we do. So the August 8th one, and then in New York, we're back. But I'm sorry. Did you mean in Detroit?
Yeah.
Oh no, not yet. We're actually planning. We're looking to do that right now. So if you have any suggestions, feel free to let us know.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. I'll find you. Maybe I could find you on Facebook or through your. Your people, my people talk to your people, okay?
There we go. We'll have them do lunch.
There you go. But I was going to say, I just found out my gig got canceled on August 8th. I was going to say, I can come out, you know, I would come out there and see you guys over there. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, there we go.
Yeah. So once again, for everybody to hear, is the EP is called Kwame Benet Shakedown, that's available on iTunes and CD Baby and Amazon and all that.
Yep, it's available everywhere you can look to find music, and it, you know, just some peace, love, and positivity, and some funk, soul, and rock and roll.
That's right. And in your website that everybody should go to, I see here is Kwame Benet Shakedown. .com.
Yep.
So,
go
and
there
everybody
and find
that is,
us and...
There you go. And hook up like that, everybody. So thank you so much, Kwame, for joining today. And
thank you for having me.
Really enjoy your music. And yeah, I absolutely do hope to see you in Detroit. And I will, if I come up to the stage and say my name, you know, it's like, oh yeah.
No, I'm going to invite you up to do a song with us. That's what's going to happen, you know.
Oh, now you're talking. Okay. All right. Well, hey, anytime you want to come back on the show, let me know as well too. So
I appreciate it so much for your support.
All right. Well, much luck to you, and talk to you soon, Kwame. You have a wonderful evening. Okay.
Thank you very much, Kat.
Okay. Bye. All right, everybody, that was Kwame Benet, and please do support independent indie artists such as him. I'm telling you, you know, it won't be long. He's going to be taken off to much more than, when I say indie, that's opposed to somebody's got this big, huge label deal. Well, I think he's going to be taken off well beyond where he's at now, because he's got it going on. So, but in the meantime, get on out there and check out his music, iTunes, CD Baby, and Kwame Benet Shakedown.com. That's KwameBinea Shakedown.com. So, all right. Well, hey, I have a few minutes to go with the show. And once again, just to let you know, I am here every Tuesday, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So please continue to check me out at those times. And let's get into something called The Big Bang by Duffy King and Alan Hewitt. Check it out.
happiest day of my life. I was very excited to start my reportings.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Keep it on the one. All right. Take it easy and have a pleasant summer night. See you and hear you, and you'll hear me next time. Thank you. Good night.
I don't know where.